هباءً منثورًا scattered into small little dust particles in the air, almost non-existent, to summons the day, this great day. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about the important happenings on that day. We have spoken yesterday about the presentation of the Book of Deeds, the weighing of actions on the scale we read in Al-Qari'ah. That person whose scale of good deeds will be weighty, will be in perpetual happiness that no words can describe. And that person whose scale of good deeds will be outweighed by one's sin and disbelief, then that person's abode is the depths of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. We are told by Allah Ta'ala to emphasize that there are those angels all the time, Kiram and Katibin, noble scribes, who are with us at all times, inscribing, writing down our deeds on the right shoulder, the one writing good deeds on the left, our sins and our misdeeds. So at all times to have in our conscience, as Allah Ta'ala says, just after the very first words revealed upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we also recite tonight the magnanimity, the greatness of this Qur'an Azim. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. At the age of 40 in the cave of Hira, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is given this first revelation, emphasizing that this ummah is one who continuously is in the procedure of learning, read in the name of that Allah who has created. In the surah, Allah Ta'ala also says, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does a human being not know that Allah Azza wa Jal is verily looking at all times? Allah watches us at all times. Great emphasis on purity in our mutual dealings, not usurping the financial rights of others. Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent to the nation of Madian, and they were renowned for dishonesty in business dealings. Allah Azza wa Jal destroyed them by means of a shudder, a shriek, and a lightning bolt from the skies. And as a mu'min especially, we are in positions many a times of responsibility. A mu'min should be the one who is looked at as integrity, that this is the one who is not corrupt, this is the one who is honest. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Do not be deficient to people in the rights that are due to them, in positions that we may be, in businesses, in the corporate, wherever it may be, the rights, work description, usage of facilities, etc., usage of resources, etc. A mu'min is the one who is guided at all times that may Allah Azza wa Jal is watching me. We have spoken previously about the various witnesses on the day of Qiyamah. That day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala tells us very, very clearly, emphatically, that when the huge blast will come, two categories of human beings, that one who had this constant overriding conscience that I have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala and account for everything that I do and curb the temptations of the inner desires. Allah Ta'ala says, Jannah is the eternal abode of such a person. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, the one who transgressed the limits of Allah Ta'ala, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and gave preference to the short-lived life of this dunya at the detriment and squandering the eternal life of the akhirah, breaking the commands of Allah Ta'ala in the love and pursuit of attractions of dunya, Allah Ta'ala says that the blazing fire of Jahannam is the abode of such a person. We have spoken about the various witnesses. Tonight, Allah Ta'ala tells us about another one that we read. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, when reading the verse, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ وَحَالَهَا. The earth with its severe shaking on the day of Qiyamah, dropping out its loads, it will declare its information. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped on this verse and asked Sahaba, do you know what is meant that it will declare its information? They said in the usual humble manner, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, who are the barometer of haqq and truth, love for them, veneration for them, respect for them, ensures a person remains on haqq. And that person who falls into criticism, finding fault with, going to the extent of cursing the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sure sign of deviation. So in the normal humble way they said, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam know better what is meant, that the earth will declare its own information. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that will also, just as we have spoken, our limbs will speak, they are the book of deeds, they are the angels recording. The pieces of earth on which we had done various deeds will speak in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Those pieces of earth, that is why when we do good, we try and do it on different pieces of earth. They will testify in favor of a person, but those tracks of earth upon which a person had perpetrated, broken the commands of Allah, but not repented from it on the day of Qiyamah, those pieces of earth will testify against the person. Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq, inshallah, to benefit from the lessons of Quran Kareem, inshallah. just to announce that there is place, mats have been laid out going into the madrasa building. The classrooms also have mats. There is also facilities in the basement. So if there is an overflow going that way, inshallah, let us fill in those, the various facilities that have been made, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير الله أكبر Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.